Thank you. I think it's always helpful here to take a specific example as to where this would apply, and then we can see how we can regulate it. If you assume in an example that there's a head lease and a sublease of rolling stock, so the bank leases rolling stock to, let's say, a national operator of some kind, and that operator subleases the rolling stock to a local operator. So between the bank, the creditor, and the head lessee, there is a contractual relationship, and for sure it will be a provision in that contract that the debtor will declare that it is bound by the model rules. But of course, the head lessor has no relationship with the sublessee, with the party at the end of the chain. And therefore, he has to rely on the debtor, his debtor, to ensure that that party at the end of the chain who has physical custody of the rolling stock also applies those rules. Now, it could be that the keeper has already adopted the rules for other reasons. Maybe there's other financings it's been involved with. And one of the advantages of having this universal unilateral declaration system is that a keeper could automatically, like adopting an ISO standard, it could automatically undertake to be bound by the rules, in which case it's not an issue because those will be enforceable. Alternatively, it may be necessary for the debtor, the sublessor, to insist in his contract with the sublessee that the sublessee, the keeper, actually abides by the terms of the rules. So there will be different situations there. One possibility would be that we could put in here wording saying that the debtor shall ensure or be satisfied that the keeper complies with the rules. And then it's up to the debtor to ensure that the downstream, that the situation is covered and that the physical control of the asset is going to apply the terms of the rules. So it may be contractual, it may be because the keeper has already made that declaration. So the debtor, the sublessor, can be satisfied that everything has been done correctly. And perhaps that would deal with the issue that was raised by the distinguished delegate from Poland. Thank you.